about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. We got the spirit. Yes, we do. We got the spirit. How about you? Let's do this, boo! U-S-A! U-S-A!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. My name is Zach Galifianakis. My guest today is Justin Bieber. Thank you, Justin, for being on. It's really exciting to talk to you, especially right in the middle of your public meltdown.
Gonna say anything?
Yeah, I just have never interviewed a 7-year-old before, so. What was the last toy you got in a Happy Meal?
Let's send that one out to all the staff and everybody that works on TMZ. Watch it every afternoon. I have a live version and the one that comes on later on. It's really a good show. It's quite entertaining. TMZ.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Everyone's liking it. I think they're liking it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's awesome.
Roll another one.
Come on, Ken Dog, get some.
Just like the other one.
Yeah!
This one seems to be about to quit.
Was that the F word?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Don't pull out.
Roll another one.
Keep on dancing.
Just like the other one.
I'm going to let my butthole talk.
This one seems to go.
Listen to the kids, bro!
I don't have another cent.
You know what I want.
But don't bogart that joint!
Who's the best?
Just pass it around!
Shut your damn mouth.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend!
What's in the water out there?
And now, you'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 12th of August.
Hey, Chip.
It's so weird you're playing Bogart on a Thursday.
it's Friday. The rest of us were here yesterday working on a Thursday, Chip.
What?
Look, I know you have to pursue your rock and roll dreams. Nobody holds that against you. Go out there, be young and free and happy and play in a rock band. But when you leave, we get beer mug. Why don't you see that? When you're not here, we have beer mug.
Hey, you're not supposed to laugh at that.
I'm sorry.
This is tragic, and it's serious, and it's sad, and it's wrong, and it's bad, and it's your fault.
Yesterday morning when we had beer mug, Chip was pushing a van through New Hampshire, I think. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. The trip, we mapped it out. Google said from Sturgis back to Orange County, it was going to take 16 hours.
Why were you in New Hampshire then?
We were never in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
But that was for a car that can go the speed limit. So we're in a van, we're pulling a trailer. 24 hours. That should be enough time. Okay. So the original plan was me to get home at midnight, which is still not ideal, but I still get like 3.5 hours of sleep. We didn't pull in until 4 a.m. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
So rock and roll.
Rock and roll, right?
Fun, right?
Super fun.
Chip's band is called Well Hung Heart, and lately they have been invited to play lots of shows out of state. So she's been gone a little bit on the road with that. But there's nothing like overheating in the desert on the way out, is there?
Oh, yeah. Vegas at 108-degree temperature with the overheating van. Perfect.
Mm.
Pulling off onto the side of the road where you could be murdered. Awesome. All of it good. All of it good.
At some point, were you hoping that you would be murdered?
For the story, yes.
It sounds very glamorous. Well, welcome back, Chip. We certainly miss you. Did I mention we had beer mug while you were gone?
You did mention that, yeah.
Almost didn't make it on the air at all, thanks to beer mug, who was here yesterday because you weren't. Hey, got a big program today. Hi, Allie McKay.
Oh, hey, Bean.
How are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Bean discovers people that are on the show?
We're in here, Bean. We're good.
I just felt like we had been, the rest of us had been talking. I just felt like maybe we should include you in the conversation.
No.
Don't want to be rude.
No need.
Here's a story of a man in the news whose name is Mohammed Bashir. He is from India, and he lives now in Dubai, but he went back home to visit his hometown of Pelikal early in the week. And there was a little bit of a problem as he landed on his flight, his Emirates flight, returning to Dubai. And the plane hit the runway. And it bounced. By the way, not just him, a couple of hundred people on the plane, of course. It bounced and then slammed into the ground again. The cabin quickly filled with smoke the plane came to a halt and then caught fire.
Oh no.
He jumped out of the airline's emergency exit and down the slide and then turned around to see that the fire was spreading. Then there was an explosion on the plane that did kill a passenger.
Oh my God.
But he and most of the other passengers that got off the plane obviously consider it a miracle. They thank God. They thank the pilot that more people weren't hurt. It was a very dramatic landing. The reason he is in the news, by the way, is because of what happened next. Now, you would think...
What happened next?
First of all, how do you guys look at a life situation like that when you, Kevin, you've been in situations where you've totaled your car, but you've walked away from it. Now, in your mind, is that a bad day, an unlucky day, or is that the luckiest day of
your life?
That's
the luckiest day in the world.
Mm-hmm. Even though something awful happened, the fact that you survived it, that's how I look at it,
too. Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's I think about that all the time.
Because what are the chances you're going to be in that kind of a collision and be fine?
Right.
Yeah.
So now I've got that one behind me.
Right.
Now that
it
may
won't happen again.
That may be faulty reasoning, but that's what I think.
It's definitely faulty reasoning.
Right.
In fact,
yes.
I guarantee you will total more cars in your future.
That's possible.
But I feel the same way. Like one of the worst things that has happened to me health-wise is falling off that goddamn stage. But all I know is that after I regained consciousness, I could wiggle my toes, and I've never been happier in my life, despite everything else that was going on.
You couldn't wiggle your toes before that?
No. I feared I was paralyzed.
Oh, I see.
So I wasn't paralyzed or dead, so as awful as it was, happy, happy day. Okay?
Right.
All right. So back to Mr. Bashir. So what happens after he survives this horrific plane crash that, again, involves smoke and fire and an explosion and death? He gets a phone call later that day from the lottery. He had bought a ticket in India for a lottery before he got on stage, and it's the type of lottery that they have over there where you win and they call you to tell you that you win. And the same day that he survived this plane crash, he won $1 million in the India lottery.
But now, up next, tragedy.
Well, there's no,
well, that's
there's
no way to think
no
of it.
I feel like that's going to happen.
That's science.
He just couldn't believe it. I mean, this is a very different story if they make that call to tell him he's won the $1 million and he dead. Very different story.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I thought it was going to get even more dark, like he was going to get hit by a vehicle as he was walking away from the plane or something.
We have seen those stories before, too, where you survive one thing and get killed by another.
Wait, that wasn't the worst thing that's going to happen to me today?
So... he has to be waiting for the other shoe to drop. I think you're right. I think you look at that and you go, what is just happening in this last 12 hours that I survive a plane crash and now I've won $1 million in a lottery? How this can't go on. He's 37 years old, by the way. He does not plan to leave his job. He works at an auto body shop, and the phone is just ringing off the hook, and people are coming by and wanting to get their picture taken with him and the whole deal. So he's a little bit of a little minor celebrity there in Dubai. But how crazy is that guy's story?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's unreal.
So good for him.
You'll never believe what happened to me today, honey.
Quit lying.
You're like, shut up.
Well, there's good news and there's bad news, Eddie. That is just the plane crash. The good news is I'm okay, and I won $1 million. So anyway, that's a
hell
happy,
of a day.
Happy story to get us started on a Friday.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
We took a vote, and nobody likes you.
Oh. We had the movie beat because it's Friday.
Yeah, we do.
You got in a fight at work. We're going to take your calls about that. Seems like that happens more than it should.
Yeah.
I can't believe it doesn't happen more at K-Rock.
Like physical?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of rage and parts of this building?
Because of Ralph.
Well, because of any number of people.
Okay, just
I'm not going to be the one who mentions anyone specific.
He can probably hear you. Even if you lower your voice, it's still that what's in front of you. That's a microphone.
Ralph could have heard that.
He heard that. Oh. Guarantee.
Eric Andre will join us in studio.
Boo.
Yay! It's...
Even if you're not...
Nope.
Even if you're not excited, do you boo?
I do boo.
Even if you're not excited, do you tweet him telling him you're not excited?
Didn't see that. Great. You don't make this easy.
Eric Andre isn't used to people disliking his work.
Oh, I think that spurs him on, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I figured. I figured if anyone's going to appreciate
it. Oh, so you're helping him.
Can I read the tweet?
Yes, please.
It wasn't mean at all, by the way.
Yeah, okay, let us be the
judge. I held back quite a bit.
Would you mind letting us hear it?
Ready or not, this weirdo, Eric Andre, is back on Kevin and Bean tomorrow morning at 8. Sigh. He wrote out the word sigh. Bean. Asshole.
I think that's he is. I agree. But he's still coming in for some reason because my vote doesn't count.
On this particular case, it does not. That's correct. And we also have Jeff Bridges on the program today.
What?
And a new movie called Hell or High Water.
Oh, he's so great in everything he does always, all the time.
Yes, he is. So for you, he's the opposite of Eric Andre.
For me, he's
the equal.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Friday morning, time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show with Ralph Garman.
Another day, another celebrity rehab. Lisa Marie Presley apparently has hopped back on the wagon.
Wow.
National Enquirer is reporting that she is undergoing treatment for alcohol and drug addiction in Los Angeles, dropping a cool $400,000 on a private detox team. Kevin, that's what you need, man.
400 grand?
Private detox team. They just follow you around. Take all those...
I don't feel like I need that.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers out of your pockets.
Oh, well.
Get off the crack.
What can possibly cost $400,000?
Getting clean, man. You don't know.
No, but I'm serious. What are you paying for? Obviously, great accommodations.
Professional services, I'm sure.
Maybe they have to do it in a place that they have to pay for as well. I don't know.
I'm sure there are doctors involved who have salaries.
I don't know. Just seems like a lot.
Okay, go to bargain rehab then. I don't know. What do you want from us? She's a rich lady who can afford the best of whatever that she gets. And so,
I'm just asking in case there were details about how $400,000 can be spent on something like this.
If you're going to spend money, it would seem to me getting clean would be...
That would be an important thing.
Something
yeah.
you wouldn't mind splurging on. Like, go the high end.
All
right. It's like you're buying a couch at IKEA. You know, save some money elsewhere. Spend the top dollar on saving your life.
It just doesn't leave pretty much couches, though.
That's true. They do have nice couches. Yeah.
It doesn't leave much money for drugs. I guess that's my concern as well.
Our muffins. I heard she likes muffins. Her mom brought her some muffins. I saw that in a movie once. Speaking of movies, remember Mean Girls?
Sure.
If you love the 2004 movie, well, you'll be happy to know there is now a Mean Girls game app available. You can play it on your phone. It's called Mean Girls Sorority Rush, and it features the characters of Janice and Damien and Gretchen and Karen as they try to graduate from North Shore High. And finally, I'm just glad there's something on the internet that allows girls to be mean to each other. Finally, there's someone found a way to do that.
It is nice they have an outlet.
Yes. You can pick that up at the Apple App Store and Google Play Store, but apparently it's just fun for everybody. Not interested. Justin Bieber, he doesn't kid around. When he falls, boy, he falls hard.
Does that mean, did he fall?
No. I meant in matters of the heart.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's hanging out with a new girl. They were spotted in Laguna Beach this week, and apparently they spent 5 days in a row together before he swept her off to Japan. Her name is Sophia Richie. That name sounds familiar. It's because she is indeed the daughter of Lionel Richie and his ex-wife, Diana. Here's the best part. She's 17 years old.
Whoa.
Good parenting, Lionel. Would you let your 17-year-old girl go off with Justin Bieber to Japan?
No.
No.
Not to mention, whatever they're doing is probably illegal, right?
Yes.
Because she's 17.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's
what, like
older.
24 or something like that?
Yeah. So, So lock him up, right? That's what we're saying. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up.
It is literally illegal. You're not exaggerating.
And Hugh Hefner may not be able to unload his Playboy mansion with all his restrictions. He's got to live there. And you have to wipe his chin, I think, if you buy the place. You got to feed him the tapioca pudding at 5.
That
seems
bad.
Got to get his pudding. He's asking for a couple $100 million for his house. But on the upside, it looks like he's getting a TV series made about his life.
A TV series?
Yes. Variety reports that Amazon is ready to do a 13-episode docuseries next year featuring the story of Hefner's life and rise to publishing success. I think that's an interesting story. We've all heard various short versions of it, but I think that'd be a pretty cool series, actually.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't think that's true.
He's the founder of Playboy magazine. Apparently, it will feature some never-before-told stories that have been collected during first-person interviews with Hef about his personal life and his 3 marriages and his social justice crusades and, of course, the Playboy magazine and lifestyle brand. You know, he's got hundreds and thousands of scrapbooks. He's like
he's a scrapbooker?
Compulsive scrapbooker.
Is that like with compulsive stickers and stuff?
I would have never thought that.
Oh, just has all the way back throughout the history of his life. He's got everything in terms of documenting his life. Nobody is more well documented than Hefner is. They say he will just sit in his bed scrapbooking for hours on end. So, if you want details, he's got them. I would watch that show.
I would, too.
While we're talking about television, congratulations to one of the best damn shows on television. Ray Donovan has been renewed for yet another season. Production will begin on that show.
I meant to do this, and then I realized I was... Sorry.
You having a seizure?
Neither of which people can see.
What's going on? Was that just for us?
I did it. And then Chip looked at me, and then I realized... So, 5th season?
It was kind of a half-hearted fist pump.
Kind of
it
like
was weird, and then it
like
looked
old, post-stroke old lady wins bingo.
Yes.
Look to
yes.
It.
It's as high as she can get
I
her arms.
I dropped my dauber. So, that's good news for those guys. They've also renewed Homeland for a 7th and 8th season over there at Showtime. So, you're going to get lots of TV from Showtime.
I bet Carrie's going to struggle with mental issues.
What?
Bet that's going to happen.
You're crazy.
Bet you're going to see her baby for 30 seconds a season.
And tons of news over at the CW. Arrow, of course, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. They've just become the superhero network. They've announced one of the characters on one of their major superhero shows will be coming out this season. Apparently, a major character will reveal they are, in fact, gay. And, in a completely unrelated story, they've also announced that there will be a musical crossover episode between Supergirl and The Flash.
I'm in for that.
I think...
A musical
I
crossover.
I fear the shark's in the cage. They've strapped the water skis onto their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying they're going off the ramp yet, but I'm just saying I see the elements in place.
Right. Yeah, right. In place.
So maybe the musical episode of Flash and Supergirl will be good. Or
I mean, it's technically possible.
Of course it is, yes.
Hey, isn't the gold standard of dramas doing musical episodes the Buffy the Vampire Slayer musical episode, which a lot of people thought was one of the best episodes of the series?
Yes.
So, I mean...
It's possible.
It can be done.
Yes.
And Grey's Anatomy did it. It was great.
Then Cop Rock.
Oh, Cop Rock was so good.
Rock. Just saying, there are things.
By good, I mean horrible.
Oh, I was going to say,
oh,
did
it was
you
so
like it?
Just beautifully bad.
And also the big news yesterday, my buddy Kevin Smith, that has been announced, will be directing an episode of Supergirl, as well as another one for The Flash this season. So they're going to keep me busy over there.
So you can do the musical episode?
I hope so. God, I hope so. Speaking of Kevin, of course, we tomorrow night are doing Hollywood Babylon again at the Improv on Melrose. We'd love to have you come out and join us at 10 p.m. Saturday night this week. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
We'll be talking about Supergirl, and you can watch me beg live for a small part. So
In the musical episode?
How often do you get a chance to do that? Oh, yeah, hell yeah, musical episode. You kidding me? Long, long time ago.
Geez. Nope. No,
I can
sir.
Still remember how no, that music sir. Used to make me smile.
No, sir.
I knew if I had my chest that I could make those people dance and
sit
maybe
down.
They'd be happy for a while.
Asshole.
Wow, just saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot is 53 years old today. Yvette Nicole Brown turns 45. Casey Affleck of the acting Affleck family, 41 years old today. Maggie Lawson turns 36. And Cara Delevingne is 24 years old. Oh, she's a good actress. Oh, remember Suicide Squad? She was like, she's like spooky ghost. Freaking awful. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, Pick a Ticket Weekend here on K-Rock. Coldplay at the Rose Bowl or Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium. How about that? How about some good choices there, right?
Both great.
Both.
Both.
Yeah,
can't
right?
pick both.
I don't know. I think it's pick a ticket.
That's
an
or.
That's
or.
Rude and greedy of you.
I don't think it's
give
except
them both.
Both.
Give them both.
No. Well, you get to choose. Anyway, all the details coming up at KROQ.com. Your chance to win in minutes. First, though, it's Friday morning. Ralph is here. That means it's time for the movie beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What are you going to go see in the theaters this weekend? Well, we've got some choices for you. Some are small films and limited release. Some big films. Let's start with the limited ones. How about Anthropoid? Right?
Anthropoid.
You would think it's like, rah! Like a giant, like, the sucker monster comes out, like, grabs Michael Phelps and... puts
right?
Hickeys all over him.
Right?
The
right.
Anthropoid.
I didn't know it was called the Anthropoid.
Anthropoid is coming! Look out, Anthropoid! That's what you think it's going to be, right?
Right.
No.
Really?
Dumb History. It's a dumb history movie.
Oh, I like your version better.
Stars Jamie Dornan, Cillian Murphy. It's based on the true story of Operation Anthropoid, which was a World War II mission to assassinate SS General Reinhard Heydrich, who was the main architect behind Hitler's final solution. And he was the Third Reich's third in command after Hitler and Himmler. So they wanted to knock him off with Operation Anthropoid. Least cool name for an operation ever, by the way. Who were the guys in the government who named that mission?
I mean, maybe the...
How about Red Dawn or Operation Black Snuff or something cool?
Black Snuff?
I think the intent, though, of a mission name is to keep it a secret, not tip your hand that it's something cool.
The name of a mission name is to be cool.
Okay. By the way, Jamie Dornan and Cillian Murphy both have a lot of...
Cillian Murphy both have a lot of fans.
A lot of people might go see this.
I'm in now. I just had to hear that name. Anthropod. What?
Anthropoid. Okay. You don't even know the name.
Who cares? It's got to be cool.
It's not cool. It's the least cool mission name ever.
The coolest name.
It's not.
Oh.
How about Operation Dagger? Right?
Sure.
Come on.
It'd be a better name
World
for the movie,
World War II?
Too.
Dagger. You go see a movie named Dagger,
Are you
you're
chastising
in.
World War II?
I am. Stupid World War II. Be cooler. Here's some clips from the trailer of Anthropoid.
What is your mission?
Operation Anthropoid. We are here to assassinate Reinhard Heydrich.
He's executed thousands.
Only Hitler is above him in the Nazi hierarchy.
Are you completely mad?
You'll kill Heydrich and Hitler will tear Prague apart.
The question we have to ask ourselves is this. Is our country ready and willing to resist Nazi Germany?
And why is our operation name so lame? We must ask ourselves this.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of accent.
Oh, I thought you were going to Anthropod.
It's a stupid
She
name,
is going
though.
Anthropod, not Anthropoid.
Florence Foster Jenkins.
This looks great.
Oh, easy.
This looks great.
Easy.
Come on.
You come on.
Hugh Grant, Meryl
Streep.
It's
the best argument ever.
It looks hilarious. Charming. Oh. I'm so in.
Oh,
and by
Lord.
So in, you mean if you went to a movie, it looks good to
no,
you.
No, so in, meaning in 3 months, I'll get it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, okay.
The story, true story of a New York heiress, a rich lady who wanted to be an opera singer, and she had an awful voice. But she had a lot of money, so she was able to basically buy herself a career. Meryl Streep plays Florence Foster Jenkins, Hugh Grant as the promoter who helps her achieve her goal of performing at Carnegie Hall. Simon Helberg's also in it. See, she can't sing at all, but she's rich, so she makes it so that she can perform. She's like, oh, and everyone's like, whoa, that's awful. Why is she here? And then, oh, laughter.
True story, by the way.
You must have not understood that what Ralph just said. That's the movie you want to see?
That's what I'm saying, Kevin.
True story, directed by the great Stephen Frears. Come on, this movie has everything.
I saw the preview before Ghostbusters.
And people were booing?
No, I literally looked at my friend and he went, no!
Right.
Hey, all right.
Your friend was right. Friend, by the way, in quotes. By the way. You know there was an empty seat next to Alex.
Invisible
friend.
She was talking a popcorn bucket. What'd you say, popcorn bucket? No? You won't go with
and
me
popcorn
to this movie?
Bucket is not going to have any part
That's
of this
so
movie.
Nice. No.
Here's a clip where Meryl Streep is talking to Hugh Grant about her dream of performing at Carnegie Hall.
This place is just, it's so big, you know. It's nearly 3,000 people.
Well, Lily Pons's voice filled it. She's just a little bird.
Yes, but she's a young woman with a young woman's strength and perfect technique.
My technique isn't perfect.
No, it is, but I just think this might be too much for you.
And then she sings.
And then she sings at Carnegie Hall. Here she is singing.
Like, oh, Gary. Yeah.
Standing O.
This movie's going to be great. You
Did
know.
You hear that Would clip? You please stop being awful?
Bean picks the worst movie and just stakes his ground. This is going to be great.
Because it is. It's got great actors. It's a great director. It's a fascinating true life story. I think if you saw it, you'd enjoy it.
Not interested.
Okay.
How about Hell or High Water?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a movie. Ben Foster, Chris Pine. Guy named Jeff. Mother Lovin'.
Bridges.
Come on, Kevin. You got to bring the drama.
Sorry.
Divorced dad and his ex-con brother are about to lose the family farm in West Texas. So what do? Rob some banks, bitches. Oh, that's so cool. Here's some clips from Hell or High Water.
It's too big. That's what she said.
Now they can foreclose on Friday. So come Hell or High Water.
Get the money to the bank on Thursday.
And then you are free and clear.
Little brother. Go get that money.
Good morning, folks. Open the drawers.
You got a gun on you, old man?
You damn right I got a gun on me. Y'all gonna steal my gun, too?
We ain't stealing from you. We're sending from the bank.
Woo! You hear about these bank robberies? You may get to have some fun before they send you off to the rocking chair yet.
I may have one hunt left in me.
You may have one hunt left in them.
Peach Dragon!
Why are you yelling it at us
this
already?
This is the Disney classic rebooted, remade for a new generation. Everybody loved Peach Dragon. Remember Peach Dragon? His dragon Elliot would come and help him out. You remember Peach Dragon?
No, I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, Kevin. You're the worst. It's remade. Bryce Dallas Howard's in this film.
Me in World War II?
Robert Redford. You belong in World War II with Meryl Streep singing opera. That's where you belong. The Adventures of an Orphan Boy Named Pete. Found in the woods. How does he survive? Well, he's got himself a friend who just happens to be a dragon. You know who that dragon is? It's Pete's dragon.
Okay.
Here's some clips of the trailer.
Is Elliot a person?
No. He looks like a dragon.
What's a dragon?
That's a dragon.
You don't have to run anymore, Pete. You can stay with us.
This thing is dangerous.
I don't want to leave you.
You might be the bravest boy I've ever met.
Attention all units. We're eastbound on Millhaven Road in pursuit of a
dragon! It's a dragon!
You can't say dragon over the radio.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't think he's that kind of dragon. He's a good dragon. He's a nice dragon. He helps.
I misunderstood.
He's not a scary, bad dragon. He's a good dragon.
Okay.
Kids will love that film. I guarantee you. And Sausage Party. This is the movie of the weekend. If you like hot dogs telling dick jokes.
I think really, no.
About a taco who likes fish and meat? Wink, wink.
Because
a taco can take either fish or meat.
I'm sure
right?
It's fine.
Wink, wink, wink.
I don't quite know what you're
Sausage
saying.
Sausage Party.
Right.
Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Jonah Hill. What does food think? Where do they think they're headed?
Right.
When you buy your hot dogs and you take them to the barbecue, do they think they're going to go to a barbecue? They're having a good time? They're going to a party? No! They're going to be eaten. That comes as a bad surprise, I would think, to food.
That's science.
That's what this story explores. Here's some clips from the trailer of Sausage Party.
Look at these big old buns waiting to get filled with my meat.
Yeah, right, Carl.
Who in this package would ever let Carl get up in them, huh?
Roberta, put your hand down. You're ruining my joke.
The gods kill our asses.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would they do that?
Because it makes them stronger.
How do you know all this?
We the non-perishables, motherfucker.
Together, we can fight these monsters and take control of our own lives.
Come on, join the fight!
So the food fights back.
Kevin, I thought you'd be more enthusiastic about this one.
Sausage Party!
I'm in. I'll see
it. Yeah, sound in.
I'm in. I mean, you know, I'm not doing backflips, but I'm in.
Wow.
You know
shocked.
How I do backflips when I'm happy?
Yes. I know. I'm constantly doing backflips around here. I'm surprised.
Can't stop.
I expected at least two backflips. That's how that's his rating scale usually. I give this movie 4 backflips. But apparently just 1 backflip for Sausage Party. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
These Olympics feel like they've been going on for about 6 months, but I think it's like been a week, right?
Yeah, you pay too close attention, Bean. I think that's your problem.
Well,
with this type of thing, you can't. If you pay that close attention,
it drives.
It's overwhelming.
Well, there are a lot of stories coming out of the Olympics, and just real quickly, we're going to be talking about something else, but real quickly, Michael Phelps now has 26 Olympic medals, including 22 gold. I did see one sidebar story yesterday that said he should never try to wear them all at once because he will cause serious neck damage if he does. That's how heavy many medals are. Simone Biles, greatest gymnast ever, Allie? Is that what they're saying about her?
Ever. In the history of gymnastics and probably the best we'll ever see.
She won another gold yesterday. Was ahead over 2 points against her American teammate, Allie Rasmussen. So that happened yesterday. So
she got a silver, though. That is huge.
Yes, gold and silver for America. And Simone Manuel, how about this? The first ever African-American female to win an individual gold swimming medal. And that was as emotional as you can get at the Olympics, seeing her just bawl her eyes out when she realized she won that last night. That was awesome. And one other thing, Kevin, and you're going to love this so much. Did you hear what happened with the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, announcer?
I did not.
During the 200-meter swimming race last night.
I did not.
He got his lanes confused.
Oh.
He's watching Michael Phelps, but he thinks he's watching Ryan Lochte. So if you were just listening to it, you would think, wow, what an upset.
But Ryan Lochte is going for it. Pereira is making his run, and Phelps doesn't look like he has this one in him. Ryan Lochte going for his 13th career medal, saving the best for last. Finally, he's going to do it. Ryan Lochte is going to beat Michael Phelps in this event in the Games. And Phelps might not even make the podium.
So where he stops talking right there, that's when the graphics go up on the screen that shows that Michael Phelps has won the race and that Ryan Lochte came in fifth.
Fail! So, epic fail.
So there's a big pause, and he's like, oh, I got my lanes mixed up. And then he tweeted, this was Elliot Friedman, the announcer for Canada. He says, I'm sorry, everyone. I blew it.
Oh, Elliot.
Oh, my God. What? I mean, talk about being in the spotlight for that moment and screwing up the call of the race.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
I can't believe he doesn't work on this show. That was great. But if you're not in the Olympics, what if I were to tell you there's another athletic competition going on that I know very little about, but Dave has lined up a spokesperson, and I think Mr. Brick Rockhart joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Mr. Rockhart. How are you?
Hey, dudes. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you.
We're doing fine. I don't understand. How is there another Olympic style competition going on the same time as Rio?
Because the Olympics are soft. How do you watch those? They're awful. They're soft.
They're soft.
I don't know what you're talking about. These are the best athletes in the world competing in these sports.
Maybe for you, softy, but for me, no way, man.
Okay.
First of all, way too many chicks, right?
No. They're athletes just as well, and they're
Come on.
Yes, they are athletes just as well. Who are winning in their sports. What's wrong with that?
Oh. There's a difference between a backhoe and a spade, man.
What?
What?
Spade.
Right, we heard you, but look.
Spade's a little shovel. A backhoe's a big shovel.
Right.
You dumb!
All right, so you have no ladies in whatever your competition is?
No, man. We have real sports in an event we're calling the Bro-lympics.
Bro-lympics. I see.
Bro-lympics! Man sports. All man sports.
Okay, like what?
Well, some we're keeping. Of the 28 Olympic sports, we're keeping some of them.
Okay.
Like weightlifting. Absolutely! Keeping that. Wrestling? Yes, please.
All right.
All right, wrestling, yes.
We're going to do it the way they used to in the old times. Nude.
Yeah, you are.
Nude wrestling.
Allie's in.
Yeah. We're keeping aquatics.
Oh, so you can still swim in the Bro Olympics.
No swimming.
Oh.
Just Marco Polo. Water Marco Polo.
That doesn't sound...
Marco! Bro! Marco! Bro! You got to fight each other. Nude.
Oh, again, but nude
again. Okay.
Badminton? Think we're playing badminton?
Yeah, sure,
no
why not?
Way, man. We're playing dude mitten.
Dude mitten.
You just replaced bad with dude. It's
no,
the same sport?
Different game.
Okay. Different game.
Yeah. You gotta use a racket and hit the other guy's shuttlecock.
Okay. Oh, that's dangerous.
Canoe and kayak?
Right.
No way, man. We're going to do Manu and Gaiac.
You just changing all the names. It's the same thing, though.
It's the same thing at all.
He it's said not. Manu and Gaiac.
Instead of riding a canoe, you ride another bro.
Oh.
The guy floats on his back, you straddle him, and you paddle, man.
Is this nude as
nude.
Well?
Oh, yeah. Of course it's nude, yeah.
Of course it's nude.
All seems to be nude.
Equestrian?
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Equestrian.
Equestrian, all right.
Instead of riding a horse, you ride another dude.
Naked?
Okay, yeah.
Dude.
Right.
Dude, okay. All right.
Gymnastics? No way, man. How about gymnastics?
All right.
Where everybody does their floor routine at the same time.
Oh.
It's like a mosh pit. Everybody's nude.
Nude again, all right.
Instead of judo, how about dudo? You have to beat up another guy. Nude.
Right, okay. Nude.
Taekwondo?
Uh-huh.
How about Gaekwondo? We have to beat another guy up with another guy.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Everybody's right.
Nude. Sure. Right, okay.
Track and field?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No way, man. How about crack and yield?
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that
means. Stuff in another guy's butt until he gives up.
Oh, wow.
That does not sound fun.
Crack and yield. Give up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
The highest highs, Jeff Bridges on the show today. The lowest lows, Eric Andre coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's all ahead here on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Big geek news. The Aquaman villain has been revealed. Rap.com has announced exclusively that the Warner Brothers film Aquaman, starring Jason Momoa, has featured as his arch nemesis.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
None other than, of course, who else would it be?
Shilpweek.
Black Manta. Yeah! Is this thing on?
Yay.
It is.
Black Manta.
Black Manta.
That's Kobe.
Aquaman's
that's
deadliest. That's not the Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
Oh, my bad.
Black Very Manta.
Different. Okay.
Aquaman's deadliest and most famous opponent. Oh. Does Aquaman versus Black Manta.
Does he take on the shape of a snake and then bite people?
Do you think a manta is a snake? You really think a manta is a snake?
Oh, manta. Okay, no.
I don't know, to be
honest.
What
is a manta?
I was thinking like manta ray.
Manta ray, exactly.
Oh,
okay. Thank you so much. It's pearls before swine, man. It's just no point. Black Manta!
Oh, okay.
Yeah!
Black Manta it is.
I don't know who they're going to cast, but he's going to have to wear that helmet. That helmet better be in it. That classic Black Manta helmet. We all know the helmet, right?
Yeah. Sure. Very familiar with it.
Other movie news, Bad Boys 3. It's officially happening. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have signed up to redo their signature roles for the film.
Wow.
Although Variety says because of Will's busy career, looks like the film called Bad Boys for Life. Maybe they'll work on that. Won't be in theaters until January 2018. So,
let me get my calendar out.
If you're excited about Bad Boys 3, sometimes you have to delay happiness.
I haven't heard the words Martin and Lawrence together, I feel like, in a very long time. He doesn't work much, right?
I don't think so.
Trying to remember the last time I saw him. Wasn't he dressed as a lady? Remember he had all those those movies in drag that he did.
I feel like the last time he was in the news was when he was trying to lose weight and he would dress up in like a ton of clothing and go jogging and then pass out.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Bizarre.
Sounds like a poor plan.
It was indeed.
James Corden is taking another one of his late show bits and turning it into a TV series. This one is called Drop the Mic, based on his celebrity rap battles that he's been having on his show. By the way, written by our good friend Jensen Karp.
How about that?
Jensen will be producing this along with James Corden. No word on who will be hosting. James won't be. But much like his carpool karaoke bit, they are taking this and turning it into a series over there on TBS. It'll be a half-hour show where four celebrities will compete in rap battles. And the winner will be chosen by the studio audience. TBS is picking up 16 episodes of the show, so we'll be able to see that soon. I don't know if you guys watch those rap battles over on James Corden, but very, very funny.
Very funny.
So good.
Especially the one with, who's the Les Mis girl?
Anne Hathaway. She was amazing.
Yeah, she's terrific. It was fun. Jack White's doing some spring cleaning. He has gotten together a collection of his previously unreleased tracks, and he's going to put them out. Acoustic Recordings, 1998 to 2016 is the name of the project. There'll be 26 unplugged songs that you've never heard before. These would be back from his days with the White Stripes, through the Rockin' Tours, and also his solo work. It'll be a two-disc set on CD or, of course, vinyl, because it is Jack White. And this will all be out on September the 9th, so you can check that out if you're a Jack White completist.
So excited. What? I'm just expressing some enthusiasm for the project.
What did we say? Nothing. We didn't say a thing.
Okay.
Stop imagining, man. It's all good. Maybe you can listen to that while you're watching Meryl Streep sing opera. You can have it all in one sweet, sweet moment. And I heard you guys talking about the Olympics earlier. Ryan Lochte, his relationship is really paying off. His girlfriend, Kayla Ray Reed, she used to be in Playboy. She was Playboy's Miss July 2015. She says their relationship is just could not be better. Nothing's better than the love they share. She says Ryan is kind and humble, incredibly good-looking, and has more depth than you could possibly imagine.
Nope.
He is downright inspiring, Kayla claims. Look, if you're a Playboy playmate, I bet you Ryan Lochte is the deepest person you've ever met. I think that's absolutely possible. They met. Anyone? Anyone?
Tinder.
Really?
Yep. That's how they met. So Tinder works, people.
Yeah.
Use it.
But he's so dumb.
Love it.
He's so
have
dumb.
It. Be it. And Jessica Simpson is launching her own line of performance footwear.
Performance footwear?
Yeah, you know, she's got a ton of clothing in her clothing line. Now she is turning her eye towards designing sneakers. Sneakers are designed, described as being lightweight and feminine. She will be calling the footwear Bean.
How dare you?
It's part of her athleisure line. She's calling it athleisure. Because you can wear it when you're athletic or whether you're laying around the house.
Athleisure
line.
She's a mess. A total mess.
No, she's not.
Lovely and talented. She's very successful, right?
Very successful.
Pretty much
every one of these things.
Yes. So, please enjoy her new lightweight and feminine sneakers. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I take the stage with Hollywood Babylon. I guarantee you we'll be talking about the news that broke yesterday. He is going to be directing a Supergirl episode as well as a new Flash episode. He is just becoming the man when it comes to geek TV. We're going to be doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose, 10 p.m. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets. Come on,
let me put this in terms you can understand.
All right.
I am not down with that.
Well, you're missing out because we have a good time. Today's celebrity birthdays, Cara Delevingne is 24 years old today. Maggie Lawson turns 36. Casey Affleck, 41. Yvette Nicole Brown from Community, 45 years old today. And Sir Mix-a-Lot!
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. I want a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your...
Still great.
Awesome. 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman to walk the showbiz beat.
Want to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl this month? How about Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium? We're giving you your choice coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The K-Rock Pick a Ticket Weekend. Get all the details at krock.com. By the way, I don't know if we're giving you their choice. I just kind of ad-libbed that. It's possible that we tell you which one you're going to. But I would check the small print.
Should we look into that before you say
it? Before we start talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I really don't know.
We'll edit that out.
But either way, it's still cool because you get to go to a good show. I'm going to tell you guys something that is probably going to be as shocking for you as it was for me, and that is that Criminal Minds is still on the air.
Oh, come on. People love it.
There used to be a time where there were a whole bunch of these CBS procedural shows, lots of them, including a whole bunch of CSIs, but there aren't many left. Criminal Minds is returning for season 12 next month. Thomas Gibson is one of the co-stars of that show. You may remember him as Greg on Dharma and Greg back in the day as well. But Ralph brought us a story yesterday that he is in the news. He got involved in a fight at work. And you don't see that very often among grown-ups, do you?
Well, certainly when you think a fight at work, you think yelling.
Yeah.
This wasn't yelling.
Yeah, not physical.
Right. This is actually physical. This apparently was kicking. Here's a report on the story on the set of Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds star Thomas Gibson suspended from the TV series over an on-set altercation. Thomas has been temporarily removed from the CBS crime drama after he allegedly kicked a writer in the leg. Thomas tells ET in a statement, quote, "There were creative differences on the set and a disagreement. I regret that it occurred. We all want to work together as a team to make the best show possible. We always have and we always will." The actor who plays Hotch is reportedly suspended from the show for an undetermined amount of time and hasn't been seen on set in weeks.
Well, she's a terrible announcer.
But she had the hi-hat. God. So that was good.
Music changed every 5 seconds.
Apparently, this is a second similar incident for Mr. Gibson on Criminal Minds. Years ago, he allegedly pushed an assistant director and had to attend anger management classes, but he remained on the show. Doesn't seem like he learned much because, I mean, look, I get everybody's there and they're wanting to do good work and I get tempers running high, but you can't just kick a guy because you don't like the script, right?
Mm-mm.
You can't do
that.
Yeah,
that's weird. That's a strange reaction. Unless they were arguing a lot about it even to lead up to it. Still,
right.
I don't know how you...
That same thing happened at a news station that I interned at.
Really?
The news
and
anchor, he was live on the air. You could tell something happened when he was reading one of the scripts. Commercial break, boom. He walked from the set into basically what would be the control room, grabbed the director by the throat, pulled him off his chair, started screaming at him and threw him. But he was not done.
Wow, what?
He then marched into where the sports office was, grabbed a votive candle, and chucked it at that producer's head. Good night now.
And
I was
you
an
had
intern,
just started?
Like, what is happening at this station? It was crazy. I've never seen anyone that out of control and in a workplace.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, he didn't come on after the commercial break. They stopped that
I'm
segment.
Sure, but did he stay employed?
Sure did.
Really?
Sure did. Yeah. Good times.
Well, wow. We thought it might be fun. It's been a long time since we've addressed this. If you got in a fight, a physical altercation at work, what were the circumstances? What went down? And what happened to the participants involved afterwards? I want to know all of those things from you at 1-800-520-1067. I guess most people grow up and out of thinking, hey, the only way to handle this problem is physical. Right?
Well, you have to also just be for your own career.
Yeah.
Like if you want to keep a job, you can't punch people. So even if you want to, even if they deserve it, which let's face it, a lot of people do.
Oh, no idea.
You would lose your job. So you just learn through self-preservation that you can't do that.
So look, let's all speculate wildly. Again, we're taking calls at 1-800-520-1067. You had a fight at work. We want to hear about it. Let's speculate wildly on Thomas Gibson. What happens here with a guy who's already been reprimanded? He's already attended anger management. Is it just he's the star of the show, so he feels like he can get away with it?
I think he's one of the stars of the show, and I believe that this is probably their last season. So you cut bait on that dude.
Mm. But that's Babin saying he probably does that because he's one of the stars of the show and has gotten away with it.
In his mind?
He's allowed. He's allowed because
he's entitled.
He's entitled. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's the guy.
But you can't kick. But you can't kick.
No.
You can't kick a writer.
You can't kick.
I mean, I really feel like that's a rule. Right?
It is.
You can't
At
kick.
Least an unspoken one.
It should be spoken. You shouldn't have to speak it, but it should be spoken.
Can you grab firmly by the shoulders and shake?
No.
No.
You can't do that. So no touching?
No
you
touching
You can't
at
grab
all.
By the throat and pick a guy up out of a chair and throw him against the wall?
Wow, you got a lot of rules, man.
And I think the candle throwing should be probably said.
Don't
really?
Do that.
I would think so, yes.
When did Kevin get so uptight?
Also a no on this.
This is not it.
Guys putting up some resistance here. What?
Wow.
Okay. This?
Okay.
That's actual audio from the set of Criminal Minds.
No.
Yes, that last one was a haymaker.
Right?
By the way, I went through the archives. Here's the last time Thomas Gibson got in a fight. So he's got skills.
He really does.
All right, let's talk to DeLon. He's on line 2. Corona, please. 1-800-520-1067. You got in a fight with a coworker, a physical altercation. It's certainly not what you planned on doing when you got up that morning and went to work, but somehow that's how it ends up sometimes. DeLon, welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on?
Well, I had an altercation one time when I used to work at a car dealership. I used to sell cars, and my coworker took one of my customers that was an appointment for me, and he didn't tell them that they were there for me.
Oh, I feel like that's a thing at car dealerships.
Yeah, swooping in all the time.
That's how it cracks off over there.
Okay.
So he was taking my customer. I see him out there with them. I pulled him to the side. They asked my customer. He said no. So he gave me a little bit of attitude, and right then and there, I smacked the crap out of him.
Smacked the crap out of him.
Oh, all right, now let me ask you this, DeLon. Now, obviously, you were very upset, and understandably so, but until the minute that you started slapping him, that wasn't your intention. Like, you didn't go in there with the intention of a beatdown, right?
No, I've been wanting to smack that guy for a long time.
Oh, he's had it coming. All right.
Now, well, then it felt pretty good then,
what
right?
happened to you?
The general manager pulled me into the office right then and there. And that was it. They let me go.
Gave you a bonus?
Oh, wow.
They let you go. I didn't know. Maybe not. Maybe the GM hated that guy, too.
Yeah, I got a bonus.
You don't know. All right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but thank you so much for sharing, DeLon. We appreciate it. Let's go to line 7. You guys ready for a girl fight?
Absolutely.
We got Tiffany. She's in Newbury Park, and she's up next.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hello. So I worked at a car rental place, and my manager kept having me open for him and do overtime, and he wouldn't pay me. So I came back in the evening, walked in, threw my pumps against the wall, grabbed him, shoved his face into the big federal poster that explains overtime and how to calculate it, and I took his nose like I was highlighting and made him go across the part that said, this is how you calculate overtime, and I smacked him, and I said, I'll deny it. If you tell anyone that I hit you, I'm going to tell all our coworkers you got beat up by a girl.
Wow!
Tiffany, that's dark.
You rubbed his nose in
that's
it, literally.
Like a dog.
Did you smack him with a paper?
Yes.
No, I smacked his head into the wall. Listen, you don't mess with my family. You don't mess with my friends that I consider family. And you sure as hell never touched my money.
Right.
You hit any of those three.
Okay, don't yell at us, Tiffany. We're on your side, okay? We're not messing with you.
What happened?
Tiffany, we love you. We're on Team Tiffany.
What happened?
He quit. And I got promoted.
Oh, wow. My.
So the message here is that violence does pay.
Tiffany terrifies me.
Tiffany terrifies me as well.
All right. Is it okay if we say goodbye, wish you a good day, and hang up the phone, Tiffany?
Of course.
Okay. Have we offended you in any way?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to show up at the building here at K-Rock later today and open up a can of whoop-ass on us?
No, but I might kiss you a bunch if I got Guns N' Roses tickets.
Oh, sorry, you're cutting out.
Yeah, disconnected.
Oh, man.
What a shame.
That's the last we heard from Tiffany.
It's too bad.
All right. 1-800-520-1067.
I'm not hanging up. You think I'm an idiot?
What happened when you got in a fight at work? Your call's next on K-Rock. Dear Kevin and Bean, Katrina writes in, I worked in human resources at IKEA, and we were suspending a guy because it was a weekend. We couldn't terminate his employment without the final paycheck. He asked what was going to happen if he came back on Monday. My boss was honest and said he was going to lose his job. Well, he got up, picked up his chair, and swung it at the manager. Went right past my face.
Wow.
Security and the manager managed to get him down and handcuffed. Fun times. See, we're talking about fights at work. A lot of our listeners have been involved in that. Happened to actor Thomas Gibson on the set of Criminal Minds, and now we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try Edgar Compton, please? Line 6, up first in this segment on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, Edgar.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Great, a fight. Hey.
So, yeah, I'm a safety manager at a transportation company.
You're a safety manager?
Yeah, so we were doing our monthly safety meeting, and I work a lot with owner operators that own their own truck. And there was these two guys; they've been partners for years, working together. But then we had a new driver come in, and she was a female driver. And one of the guys had offered to help her out with learning the ropes. Long story short, this guy ends up hooking up with her, and he abandons his partner.
Okay.
So they hadn't seen each other in a few months, because they're trucking.
I feel like we're getting way too much detail on this story.
I thought there was a fight at some point.
It gets good.
All right.
So we show up at the safety meeting, and there's tensions I noticed because, he hasn't seen this guy. I'm right here talking about, proper loading and unloading procedures when all of a sudden there's a kick. I see this guy, jump over the desk, kick this guy.
He jumped over a desk at work to kick a guy.
Yes, pretty much front thrust this guy. Everyone starts cheering, fight. The girl jumps in. There's like 2-3 people jumping in. But the funniest part of the story is that the CEO, the owner of the company, instead of helping you break it up, he's there cheering and laughing at this fight going on. And so,
I forgot about that there might be some all-out brawls with everybody on the side chanting fight, fight,
I like
fight.
That everybody was cheering and chanting
everybody
fight, fight, fight at a safety meeting.
And I'm like, I got to hold it together because I'm the manager. And the owner, the CEO, is just laughing and cheering on the fight. So that was a pretty crazy story.
This is the second call we've taken where fighting at work is cool.
Yeah. No kidding. I wasn't expecting that. Edgar, I want to come work where you work. That sounds awesome.
Hey, man, I work in Compton, bro, so you kind of know how it goes there, man.
All right.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Mike, East L.A. Mike is the one who did the fighting, it sounds like, on this call.
All right. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was doing construction, and not that I advocate fighting at work in any way, but I had a boss that's very volatile, little man syndrome, the type. So
sure.
We get into it during lunch break that some scaffolding needed to be torn down before people left. So he made me be the only one in charge of it as we're all walking out for lunch. I said, yeah, I'll handle it when I get back. Well, he tried to block the doorway from me. And as I walked past him, he grabbed onto my shirt and tried to pull me back.
Ooh.
At that point, I pushed him off me and said, hey, don't be. And before I could even say, don't touch me, he swung at me, hit the back of my head. At that point, I just grabbed him and just choked him out. And once
Sweet.
I put him to sleep, I just left him there. And,
once he went to sleep, guys, were those the words I just heard out of Mike's mouth?
What he said, he choked him out.
He
choked him out.
Choked him out and just let him. I just laid him there and told the guys, "Yeah, I'm giving my 1-day notice. I'm done." So
yeah,
you gave him a 1-day notice. Why?
That was nice of you.
Why not just leave?
Yeah, I'm not going
to
stick around.
Well, he had the scaffolding. He had to take that down.
A 1-day notice.
Once I put him for a nap, that was it for him. I'm not going to stick around to hear anything else.
It was it for him and it for you, apparently. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Brandon on line 4 real quick. If I understand correctly, Brandon is the victim. He's the guy who was more than one time attacked by someone at work.
Sweet. Oh, Brandon. Need a new job.
What's happening, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So basically, I used to work in loss prevention, otherwise known as asset protection at some places. And basically, fights were on the daily. They were a regular thing.
Daily?
Yeah. So anybody that we actually approached and apprehended for shoplifting doesn't want to get caught up for a stupid petty theft crime, so they'd either run or fight. And, you can imagine during the holiday season between Black Friday and, New Year's, I was getting into, 3 or 4 fights a week. It was pretty intense.
Wow, Brandon!
3 or 4 fights a week!
And there was no part of that you thought, what am I doing? Why am I working here?
You know what? It's part of, it's the thrill, and that's what it really comes down to for a lot of you guys. They're doing it for the thrill.
So was it other people always, or were you involved as well?
Oh, no, we were. It was all male detectives, female detectives. I mean, there were brawls. I don't want to say the retailer's name that we worked for, but protocol and procedure usually calls for, you know, reasonable force to get them back to the office to basically prosecute them. But, you know, if it comes to throwing blows, then we do what it takes.
That's fantastic. Right. That's part of you. At that point, you go to work every day thinking it's likely somebody is going to throw a punch at me.
How bummed were you when it didn't happen?
Well, you know what? There were days where your soul can just be like, damn, today sucked.
All right. That's an unusual way to look at a day that you don't get in a fight, but I'll allow it. Thank you for the call, Brandon. Good call.
I got to be honest. I didn't see any of this coming.
No. Nope.
It's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Have at. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:36.
Eric Andre, host of the Eric Andre Show, is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning, of course, Fridays at midnight on Adult Swim. Be nice to have Eric back in here. First, though, this has been a hot summer in much of the country, you guys. A lot of heat waves happening.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Pull it together.
Okay.
And nowhere more so than in Philadelphia, where they have really been scorching. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., that whole quarter there has had a very, very hot summer. And some people in some neighborhoods have gotten very creative with ways to get themselves a little relief. They don't have a swimming pool, so they figured out a way to make their own. Check this news out.
What's better on a warm summer's evening than a cool dip? The back end of a 1993 Chevy S10 pickup truck.
What's not to like? It's 90 degrees out, and you can sit on the sidewalk and have a beer at your house.
A liner from a child slip and slide, a couple of 100 gallons of water, and some braces to keep the truck bed from bottoming out.
It's not bad.
You've got yourself a curbside oasis that's the talk of the neighborhood. Jake and Justin made headlines last weekend when, for their big block party, they rented a dumpster, cleaned it, lined it, and filled it with a city fire hydrant. City Hall was not amused, not with the dumpster idea or with the source of the water.
Okay, so that's pretty brilliant, is to create your own swimming pool out of a dumpster, right?
I mean, yes, and gross.
Well, if you put a liner in it or something like that, I think it's fine. But the city was not having it. They actually put out a press release that said you can't do that anymore because they say you're using up all the water, and what if there's a fire and the firefighters need to get it? Now you've emptied out the hydrant, and what if kids get hurt and blah, 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 blah. So no more dumpsters. I don't know how they feel about filling up the back of your truck bed, but we thought we'd find out from these people. We got Jake Long on the line. He is the block party organizer we heard from in the story, and he's on K-Rock right now. Hi, Mr. Long. How are you?
Yo, how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
Fine.
I'm cool. That's how I am.
Yeah. So it's been a very warm summer in Philadelphia this year.
It's been freaking hot. It's been warm. It's been freaking hot.
Right. Freaking hot, right. Uh-huh. And what's the water right here right now? What are you in right now, Jake?
I'm in the back of my truck.
Oh, you're okay. In water right now?
Yeah, I am, because it's freaking hot even this time of the day.
Wow.
Right. How about the city clamping down on you guys with that dumpster last week?
How about the city saying, hey, don't be such a freaking genius. Okay, don't be so smart. That's what they're saying, basically.
I don't see that in the actual report.
But that's what it is. It's like, you know, we're all smart, and we get a dumpster, and we line it, we fill it with water, you know, and everybody's swimming, having a good time in the whole neighborhood. And so, like, Mayor Kenny's like, oh, okay, yo, don't be smart anymore, okay? I'm like, whatever.
He said, in view of the city's commitment to public health safety and basic common sense, we will not issue permits.
That's what he's saying.
You know, we know
because
a guy
you want
from
people to be cool. That's what it is.
That's it.
So we're too cool. We're too smart. And he didn't think of it. And there's no way for the city to make money off of it. So that's why they're telling us not to do it. So we're like, you know, okay, what if I do my truck then? What are you going to do about that? I don't need a permit for a truck.
Right.
So, there, boom, now they're cool.
Okay, so you're right now, you got the back of your truck filled with water, and you're just sitting there like you're on the Riviera.
Yeah, we're not done yet either. We're coming up with other good ways for people in Philadelphia to come up and be smart and cool.
Okay, like what?
For instance, here's the next plan. We're going to go down to Rita's Water Ice, okay? Rita's, we're going to get about a gallon of cherry water ice, and we're going to just pack it in our rear ends.
Wait, in your butt?
Yeah, it really makes you chilly.
Hey, wow. Hey, just as a favor to me, I want to see if you can do it. Can you say the word water?
Yeah, water.
No, water.
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 Okay, I know you're in Philadelphia, but try again. Water.
water.
All right, you're close.
Dean, you're missing the point here. The point is they're going to pack it in their butts.
Right, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, maybe, you know, go down to Wawa, get yourself a bag of ice, you know, and just drop it in your pants. You leave it in the bag, though, so when it melts, the cold water still stays there. It doesn't run off. And you just take, you know, like an ace bandage, and you wrap it around inside your junk.
This is ingenious.
Thank you, lady. My buddy Justin, and they also mentioned in the story, I got him, I put him inside the fridge. We got ourselves a secondhand fridge.
That's a terrible idea.
And we plugged it in, still worked, it's still nice and cool. You take out all the shelves.
Careful.
So I stuffed Justin in there and I closed the door up.
How long ago?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
Oh, have you checked on him?
He's all right. He knows what he's doing.
Right, but it's hard to open those refrigerators from the inside. That's going to be very dangerous.
Oh, crap. You know what? Now it makes sense why I didn't show up for the Eagles preseason game last night. Let me shoot across the
sky. Let me shoot across the sky. Hey!
Nice, Chip's back.
Nope.
Woo!
Nope, that's not a hay.
Yeah!
I feel like that
Woo!
Was successful.
I don't think that awesome. At all matched.
Woo!
Hey, next hour, not only Eric Andre will be here, but we have your choice of tickets for Coldplay at the Rose Bowl or Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium. It's the K-Rock Pick a Ticket weekend that we're starting off a little bit early. It is Friday morning. Ralph is here. Time to look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. That's what's going on. Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
We're going to have a good time, me and Kevin Smith. It's been a couple weeks since we've been together, so I'm missing my podcast husband. We're going to make some sweet, sweet audio love up on that stage.
Mm.
You got that right.
Mm-mm.
Go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night's show, the late show. We always do a lot of geek news in the Hollywood Babylon show, and we will probably be talking about D'Antwoord. Oh, they are pissed off. D'Antwoord is upset with the director of Suicide Squad, David Ayer, saying he ripped them off. Yeah. You can read all about it on the Instagram rant from Yolandi of D'Antwoord. Yes, David Ayer, you jockin' our style, she begins in a long paragraph that's hard to read. She says that Ayer actually called her and Ninja
like
when
you
he
do.
Started preparing his movie, and now she feels like she got ripped off. So it looks okay when you bite our black and white graph style and our opening sequence to our music video. Kara and Jared told us how much you were talking about us on set, but you never asked our permission to rip us off. And when Ninja texted you saying, what's up with that, you said nothing like a scared little bitch.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
So, right?
Right.
You invited us to your movie premiere, which I didn't want to go, but Ninja went. Poor Ninja had to sit through that whole BS movie. So they are not happy. I don't know what she wants. I don't know what the apology. Do they want some money? It's not really very clear, but listen, I wouldn't try to take credit for anything Cara Delevingne did in that movie. I'm just saying, maybe you just want to share what I'm
talking. Call them out, boo!
Right? Showtime! Had their day with the Television Critics Association yesterday. Got a lot of good news. If you're a Homeland fan, you'll be happy to know that even before they've begun production on their sixth season, Homeland has been renewed for a seventh and eighth season.
All right.
So you will be seeing all of that for many years to come. And the network also renewed one of our favorite shows, Liev Schreiber's Emmy-nominated series, Ray Donovan, for a fifth season, which will begin production next year. It's very exciting. Boy, is that show good.
So good.
So good last week. So good.
Oh, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Whoa. Things went down in that prison.
Oh, Mickey. You're so fine. CW also talked to the Critics Association. They said there's going to be a four-way crossover episode between their superhero shows Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow. All of those superheroes in one crossover extravaganza. Very exciting.
Your head might explode.
It will explode. Not just my head. Other parts of my body will also explode. And then Greg Berlanti, who's kind of the executive producer and the genius behind all those shows, he said there's going to be another crossover between Supergirl and The Flash. We've already seen one of those, but this one will be a musical.
Yeah, okay.
A musical.
I will watch that.
I will watch it, too.
Same. I'm a little afraid of it, but same. I like the shows.
Listen, these characters, these actors, Melissa Benoist and Grant Gustin, all have musical backgrounds. They have sung before.
I'm in.
Grant, wasn't Grant on Glee? Grant Gustin?
I think so.
I think he was. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's going to be interesting. And Kevin
Musica, Smith.
Kevin Smith will be directing an episode of Supergirl this season, as well as another Flash episode. So, we live in a magical golden era.
Wow.
Of superhero stuff.
Gotta check that out.
Yes, you do. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of Suicide Squad, Cara Delevingne is 24 years old today.
So, as an actress, you enjoy her being a model.
I love her eyebrows.
Okay, she's got some eyebrows. Got those.
I move around a lot.
What are you doing?
She's got eyebrows.
But that.
Maggie Lawson's 36 years old today. Casey Affleck, or Cassie Affleck, as I like to call him, 41 years old. Yvette Nicole Brown turns 45, and Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You other brothers can't deny. Mm-mm. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung.
Walk pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that
Play the whole thing. All right, time for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
All right, it is Friday morning. Let's try to keep it light and happy and peppy and fun, people. Head us into the weekend with some good feelings, all right? Why are you laughing? Is that bad advice?
No, it's great. It's odd that you would say that.
Let's try Frank in Riverside. He's up first. He's on line two. I think he has something that is relevant to our interests.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, party people. What's up?
What's good?
So I wanted to bring up Leslie Jones' Snapchat story after she's been in Rio. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I was a little disappointed. I thought she was going to be as big and vulgar as she was in the living room, but I guess she had to tone it down.
Yeah, I mean, she's in the stands with a bunch of other people around her, and she's also, you know, 800 yards from the action, so it's not quite as immediate for her, I don't think, as being 2 feet in front of her TV screen. So I think you're right. I think there is a little bit of a different energy there in country.
But we sort of suspected that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because yelling in your living room by yourself is completely different than being at an event.
Yeah, you could get arrested.
But she's still fun, though. It still seems like she's having a good time, though, don't you think, Frank?
I do. I think that's great support for the U.S. Olympic team, so go USA.
There you go. Absolutely. And by the way, nice picture of her yesterday with Matthew McConaughey. They were at the same event in the stands together.
Right.
So that was kind of cool to see them together.
Yeah!
Right. Okay. Right. Thank you, Leslie. Let's try... All right. Let's try Scott. He's in Stanton. He's on line five.
All right. Hey, Scott.
Hey boys. How are you?
Good. What's good?
All right. So this whole thing, wishing for something for 15 years, I've been wishing for a beautiful, upright grand piano.
Where I thought you were going.
Okay, all right.
I know. Well, anyway, check this out. So it turns out to be something I see on an ad, and the person lives right by me. The thing is from 1911. It's beautiful. It's called Steiger and Sons.
Oh, that's a famous piano brand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the thing turns out to be $15,000. And I got it for free.
What?
Hold on a second here. You've been wishing for a piano to come into your life for 15 years, and somehow you ended up with a $15,000 piano for free?
Let me tell you, boys, I believed in this thing called The Secret long before this.
Oh, don't you get us started on The Secret.
I'm telling you, before it was even a thing,
listen,
I was doing it.
I'd be married to Conan.
That's right. If The Secret worked, Allie would be married to Conan O'Brien.
You know this, Secret gives you everything you want.
Right.
Happiness, health, and wealth.
Uh-huh.
This is like having the universe as your catalog.
Right.
And you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience.
Yeah,
and I'd like to have that product. And I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe.
How about that? Look, you can't argue with success.
Mm-mm.
Look what happened to Scott.
Right.
I know, look
it. It couldn't be that he was just on the lookout for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't. I was casually on the lookout. I'll tell you. I
wasn't
There's no casually on the lookout. You're either on the lookout or you're not on the lookout.
No, you can have one eye. Oh, you can sleep with one eye.
Oh, one eye. So you were half secreting. I got you. All right, Scott. Congratulations on your piano. When you learn how to play the damn thing, call us back and play something for us. All right. Let's try Kristen. She's in Marina Del Rey. She's on line 8. I think she's got a great idea for beer mug.
Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
What's good?
So my friend posted on Facebook that they're having one of those eating contests next Saturday.
Okay.
And Joey Chestnut's going to be in town, and I think Beer Mug should join the contest and go up against him.
Challenge him.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah. Now, he's the guy who's the frequent winner.
The hot dog guy.
The hot dog guy, right, yeah. Look,
so
this
I think Beer Mug should enter.
I agree. This is right up Beer Mug's alley.
Agree, because of how much he'll lose by. Like, Beer Mug will finish one.
Really?
Yes.
Just one?
We've tried to do beer mug eating things for many, many times.
He's not as good as you'd think he'd be.
He tries to get the record, and no one's further from the record. I'm closer to the record having not done it than him. It's odd.
Is it because he savors his food?
No, he's just terrible at it.
Okay.
Because he fails at everything he does, Allie. That's
no.
why. Kristen, it's a great idea, and it doesn't mean we won't send him. It just means he's going to suck at that, too. But thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try. You're not going to believe this, guys. We got to do this phone topic next week. Here's Carmen, San Fernando, line 1. She also had a wish come true.
Don't start with this secret BS.
Carmen, what happened?
So a few years ago, I really wanted to get some Pearl Jam tickets. I've always wanted to see them in concert. I've loved them since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get them. I was calling you guys like every day for a week and a half, and I wouldn't win. I didn't win. And then finally one day I said, you know what? I'm just giving up. And I called in the middle of the day and I won. And it was like the best thing that's ever happened to me my whole entire life.
Wait, you called in one tickets from K-Rock that we were giving away? That's not...
You called for a lot before?
Right. That's how everybody wins tickets that we give away on K-Rock. There's nothing exceptional about that.
Well, it is because, I mean, I tried for a whole entire week, and I kept on missing the winning spot.
Isn't that just the odds of getting through and being the right caller?
Yeah,
do you think
it's
the secret?
No.
Okay.
There's
okay.
no secret. It's just that I really wished for them, and I think, like, the luck was all in my hand, and I called randomly because I had, like, literally given up. I didn't
so
call
there
day.
Was some power in the universe that was in your hand
yes.
that helped you get through and win the tickets.
Look,
definitely.
Carmen,
okay.
I love you.
I'm good.
All right? And I'm really happy that you got to see Pearl Jam, and I'm glad you had that experience. But you didn't literally give up if you then picked up the phone and called K-Rock to win again.
Right. You're
That's
right.
the opposite of literally giving up.
It is, however, I was calling, like, every other hour, like,
sure.
even
right,
from work,
sure.
and my boss knew about it and everything, and he was like, it's okay, I don't even, you know, you're good, as long as you finish your work.
The secret doesn't work, because I've been hoping that this phone call would get disconnected.
And we're still on the
line. About halfway through.
No.
All right, let's do one more and make it... One more, and make it Josh in the Rancho Palos Verdes, because he wants us to make a correction on something that we discussed earlier in the week.
Hey, Josh.
You're our last call, sir. What's good?
Awesome. So the other thing on the
Excellent.
Whoa. About Larry
Excellent.
Parker,
what?
And can you hear me?
Yes. Barely.
Okay, so the other morning on Showbiz Beat, you guys were talking about Larry H. Parker and the Kris Jenner accident.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There was a report that Larry H. Parker was going to be what?
Representing
involved in
the guy that who she hit.
Kris Jenner said that he was going to be getting represented by Larry H. Parker.
I don't know.
Actually a plaintiff's attorney. So we are not going to be representing anyone in that case because the guy hit Kris is at fault.
so we wouldn't be representing him. He just wanted to get press, I would assume, because he called the firm and got denied. And the attorney wanted me to let you guys know this when I told him that he was being talked about on the Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
Yeah, it was on TMZ, and Access Hollywood was calling the office. All of these major outlets were calling office wanting a comment on it, and we were just like, hey, you know, we're not representing this guy.
Okay.
And
okay.
Ralph was talking about how the guy that on the
call. You happy with this, Bean?
No, this was a big mistake. Look, what do we always say? Why take one call when we can take one call too many? This has been What's Good. What's Good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Tiffany. Is it Butts or Huts? Butts. Tiffany Butts from Paris.
B's and H's are different, you know.
Yeah.
Not the same letter.
Little mouse was in the way, so I couldn't tell. But she just chose Coldplay at the Rose Bowl, which we are doing all weekend long. You can either choose that concert or you can see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium.
Good times. Your chance to win coming up. And don't forget, Academy Award winner Jeff Bridges joins us just after 9 o'clock this morning here on K-Rock. And also, Monday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we announce our latest Breakfast With.
Really?
It's been a long time since we've done that. Huge musical artist, small room, plus you. Stories, songs, interview, Breakfast With,
is
Monday
with
morning.
Is it Aquaman?
What?
What?
Is it
Roland?
Breakfast with Aquaman?
Roland?
No.
Is it Breakfast with Aquaman?
No! Roland, don't butt in on the show. We're talking about our breakfast with...
Don't butt in the show. Because I have to talk about meaningless things. Blah, 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 blah.
Bean, everyone is doing that to you today.
It is on.
A lot of that.
That's all everyone here.
Why are you here? What
why
are you doing?
Why are you here? How
because
about that?
Because this is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're trying to do a radio show. Why are you?
That's got
to
be fixed.
Why are you breaking in? What's so
important?
You're
not talking about anything important.
Like
Aquaman.
Ralph mentioned Aquaman earlier today. It's covered.
Is it?
Yes.
What's covered? Tell me what's covered.
He was talking about how there was going to be...
The Mirror Man.
Oh, my God.
What? The Mirror Man was coming
on. Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. Oh, God, deliver me from evil.
Oh, no, I think it was the Black Mamba was going to be
it. Was the Black Mamba.
Yes, it was the Black
Mamba.
That's
our bad. I have to butt in.
That's our bad, Roland.
First of all, Mirror Man is not a thing, okay?
Oh.
Mirror Master has been announced as the new member of the Rogues on the Flash TV series for season 3.
Right, that's what we were saying.
Mirror Master.
Same thing.
And Aquaman, the Black Manta, has been announced as his villain, which is the greatest news ever in the history of movies. So we get to see Aquaman on the big screen taking on Black Manta. Black Manta.
Okay.
Did you say Black Manta is the best news in the history of news of the world?
Yes, because finally Aquaman is getting his due. He is getting his props.
You think he hasn't gotten enough props up until this point?
He is the king of the ocean.
Right.
And he must be treated with such respect.
I thought you were like a big full-on into Batman and The Flash. I thought those were your
what
guys.
What do they all have in common? Oh, Justice League!
Okay, so it's all Justice League. That's your thing.
Oh, Justice League.
Oh, Roland.
Aquaman!
Okay.
Hand check.
Here's a little tribute to Aquaman.
Aquaman, swift and powerful monarch of the oceans, with ability to summon and command all creatures of the deep. Aquaman, who with his teenage ally, Aqualad, guards and defends all that lives in the seas against the forces of evil. Aquaman, king of the seven seas.
Right. Before him and kiss his trident.
Tell us about Aqualad.
That's his teenage sidekick.
That's so dumb.
But is he really his teenage sidekick, or is it a little bit of a beard situation?
I will find you.
I'm just saying.
Find you.
That's a valid question.
It's like Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson. What's really going on?
Hunt you down.
Right.
And I will push over your RV.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hey, can I ask you a question, Roland? Because I don't quite get it. But
really? I know it's not a guess. Yeah. You don't quite get it.
So he's in the ocean. Like, what kind of stuff is going down in the ocean? Like, can he get to land? And does stuff happen on land that he can help us with?
It's a great multi-part question.
Well asked.
Roland,
I'm sorry. I fell asleep. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Roland.
Yes. What's your answer, though, Roland, about
it? My answer is lick it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
If there's one thing I know about Ralph Garman after all these years of us working together, it's that he loves Jeff Bridges more than any other actor.
He does love Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges is your favorite, right, Ralph?
Definitely one of my heroes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's sad that it's gotten to this, but he is slumming and joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show coming up right after the top of the hour. The great Jeff Bridges himself will be on the show. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. What else is going on?
When I was a young actor, when I was still trying to have a career, I took a scene study class. And each week, the coach would assign us a type of film. And then we would do the scenes with our scene partners in the class in front of the camera, and then you'd be able to watch the video back. It was a camera technique class. So you could see how to act for camera, for television and film. So every week he would say, pick an existing movie scene, bring in that script, and then that's what you'll perform. And he would give us a genre each week. Say, okay, romantic comedy or action or drama. And every week I would bring in a Jeff Bridges scene.
Did somebody at some point go, seriously?
He did. About the fifth week, he said, seriously, pick a different actor. You can't just do Jeff Bridges roles every week. So I was chastised.
Well, we're going to talk to him next.
So that's how much I love the guy. I heard you guys talking about wishes, wishing for stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Secret.
Yeah. That worked for me today. The Secret does work.
I heard. Listener Mark wrote in, said, I wished for Bean to fall off a stage. Bang, it happened. Oh. Now I'm envisioning someone rolling an RV, writes Mark.
So, oh, come on.
So maybe the secret, maybe there is something to it. Maybe something you can wish for.
We found out the very disappointing news that Bean's not taking an RV.
What?
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Oh.
I gave it a lot of
thought,
Ralph.
The plan.
And I decided that it would be too slow a transport to
asshole.
Go all the way across country. Because the goal isn't to make it there in 20 days. The goal is to make it there in like 4. So... Not so,
so you're taking a rocket wagon?
Nope. Just going to rent a...
That's a rocket wagon.
A big, big SUV, basically. Regular car.
That's not cool, man.
It's so unlike Bean to talk and talk and talk about something and then not follow through. It's very strange for him.
That is strange.
Usually he's a man of action.
Look, I told you guys...
Not just blathering on and on and on about something.
I told you at the time that it wasn't confirmed. It was just something we were exploring. That's
we
all.
Had a pool. Who bet that he would not ever leave? You, Allie?
It was Allie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allie bet
would never
the RV.
Never step inside an RV.
Yeah.
That's what her bet
she
was.
She wins.
She wins.
Yeah. What do I
not mean? Cool.
We'll give you a cookie later.
Well, I think it was a high five or something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Britney Spears has a new music out. She just dropped the track last night from her new album, Glory. If you pre-ordered Glory, you got a bonus track that appeared last night around midnight called Clumsy.
Clumsy.
Clumsy. It's about her dancing in her Vegas show. No, I'm kidding. it's Clumsy, and boy, it is a departure for her. It sounds nothing like her previous work.
Wow, that's interesting.
She is stretching as an artist. She is developing. She is continuing, like all great artists do, to reinvent herself. Here's a little taste of the brand new Britney Spears single, Clumsy.
Call me a fool, call me insane, but don't call it a day. Closer to you, closer to pain, it's better than far away.
Feel like we need that.
But she says, oops.
She did say oops.
That harkens back, right?
Oh, because she did it again. Yeah.
I hate you.
I'm with the little one.
Y'all are killing it right now.
Hey, remember Oksana Grigorieva? Does that name sound familiar? Oksana Grigorieva?
Why? Was she a gymnast or an ice skater or something?
Or Bond girl? I don't know who she was.
Wow.
Or was she Mel Gibson's girlfriend?
Oh, yes, right. That's yes, right. Yes.
Or
that's
was
it.
She Mel Gibson's baby mama?
All right.
She was the one on the other end of those horrific phone calls. Remember
that's
those?
That's right.
Why are you... You are with your slut and... The...
You are provocatively dressed right. Yes, all the time exactly. And your fake boobs you feel you have to show off.
Yeah, she was on the other end of that?
Yes. And
that's provocative. Okay?
And you should just shut up and...
You should just smile and me. Because I deserve it.
Well,
ugh.
No, I mean, the Passion worst. Of the Christ was good, but I don't know if it deserves that. Anyway, so here is her whole business model, okay. Which I think may not be the way to go. She had all these surreptitiously recorded phone conversations with Mel Gibson.
Right.
And she said, you're abusive to me, and I'm going to go forward and make this all this public. And Mel Gibson said to her, I will give you $15 million for those tapes. $15 million.
Wow.
And she said, no.
That sounds like pretty worthwhile walking away money.
She said, I can get a better deal, I think. So she releases the tapes. She leaks them, right? And we all hear them.
Right.
And so Mel comes back to her and says, all right, let's strike a new deal. I'll give you $750,000 as a settlement for just to walk away from this situation. You get $750,000.
That's less.
That's considerably less.
Okay.
But now the damage is done. He doesn't have to, he's not blackmail in essence anymore. He doesn't have to pony up that money to keep it hush-hush, right?
I don't care.
His reputation is damaged. He said, but just to walk away, no more talking about it, $750,000.
Okay.
Gives her a down payment of $250,000.
Okay.
And says, if you speak this to the press, anyone else, about this, these allegations, if you sign this agreement, you will forfeit the rest of this deal.
Okay.
$500,000. So she immediately goes on to Howard Stern and talks about the situation. And Mel Gibson said, now I'm not going to give you the rest of the money. So she took him to court, and the decision finally came down this week in California Appeals Court that, in fact, she did make one of the worst business decisions in the history of the world, and she is not entitled to that remaining $500,000. So when all is said and done, she only made $250,000.
He offered her $15 million.
The first offer. She thought she could do better by releasing the tapes, putting some pressure on him. That backfired. Then $750,000. Now $250,000 is all she's got. She is the worst
She's
gold digger
a terrible
ever,
gold digger.
If that's the case, Mel, I think you may have mislabeled her.
You're very mean.
Well, that's maybe true.
Not cool.
It is not. Well, the one thing we know about all of that story is that it's not cool. Cara Delevingne, the model and actress from Suicide Squad.
Well, model.
Yeah. She's 24 years old today. Maggie Lawson, she's 36. Casey Affleck turns 41. Yvette Nicole Brown is 45 years old. And Sir Mix-a-Lot celebrates his 53rd birthday.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
What?
You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull out your tuff, because you know that bubble stuff. Deep in her jean she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. And
still
take
got
a
it.
Picture.
He still got it.
I'm surprised Rodney wouldn't do a monkey song at karaoke.
Right?
I'm surprised that was his choice. That's odd. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Jeff Bridges, they told me you had grit, and that is why I came to you.
Save your money. Meet me here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll begin our coon hunt.
This is it. This is the moment of your death.
I'm not afraid. I have no fear.
You all are here today because this is a horse who won't give up.
I'm not your father, Sam.
Where is he? What'd you do to him?
Same thing I'm going to do to you.
Sir.
How ironic, Tony! Trying to rid the world of weapons! You gave it its best one ever!
Pepper!
And now, I'm gonna kill you with it!
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski.
Please welcome Jeff Bridges.
Bumps, our next guest has a career of almost 60 years, if you can believe it, and has, among other things, 6 Academy Award nominations, including a win in 2009 for his role in Crazy Heart. Please welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, the great Mr. Jeff Bridges. Hey, Mr. Bridges, how are you, sir?
Good morning, you guys.
Great to talk to you. How you been?
I've been well. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. Happy to have you on. Excited. We all saw your movie that's in theaters everywhere this weekend called Hell or High Water. And I want to start off by asking you to tell me about a guy who sounds remarkable, a Texas Ranger that helped you in this character.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure you're talking about Joaquin Jackson.
Yeah. What's this guy's deal?
Oh, well, unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He died, just about a month ago, I guess. But he was, one of the most notable Texas Rangers of all time, and I was very fortunate to have him you know, on board, you know, many, many days while we were shooting. And he was a wonderful guy. He wrote a terrific book called One Ranger that I read that helped me a lot as well.
I'm sure you've played law enforcement other times in your career. Is there something different about the mindset of being a Texas Ranger? Because that place always seems like a different country to me.
Yeah, well, these are guys. There's a wonderful book. I don't know if you guys like history, but a book called Empire of the Summer Moon that talks about the birth of the Texas Rangers that really helped me figure out who these guys were. But they're, you know, gosh, they're certainly brave guys. They have they're really respected among all, you know, law agencies, the police, the marshals, the sheriffs, and all those guys. And they're a strong bunch of cats, man, I'll tell you.
They're not high-strung, though.
They're not what?
They're not high-strung.
They're not high-strung?
No.
It's very different from seeing a movie with New York City police officers who seem like they're really wired, you know?
Well, they're really concerned with their, you know, presentation. I think they're very, you know, kind of calm, methodical, you know, getting the job done kind of guys.
This film, Hell or High Water, by the way, not only stars Jeff Bridges, but it has Chris Pine and Ben Foster, who are playing brothers who go on a bank robbery spree. I imagine every movie you're on, Jeff, you are holding court with young actors like Ben and Chris who just want to hear you tell all the stories about your career, right?
I don't know if they want to, but I find that I do that. I used to be the young punk, you know, and now I'm the elder statesman, and if I'm lucky, I'm working with talented guys like Chris and Ben, and also another wonderful actor who plays my part in my partner in the movie is Gil Birmingham. People who are fans of the Twilight shows, they might know him. He's a wonderful actor, wonderful guy.
My favorite part of this movie was the ambiguity of it. We're watching it thinking, who am I rooting for? This guy's good, this guy's good. Is he bad? Is he... right up until the end, and even at the end, I'm still not sure who I was rooting for.
Yeah. I like that, too. That's what drove me to the... to the project in the first place. It's a wonderful script written by Taylor Sheridan. He's the guy who wrote Sicario as well.
Nice. Loved.
Yeah, that was a good movie, wasn't it?
Yep, indeed. So, Jeff, you're at a stage in your career where you don't have to work at all, I'm sure, and you get offers for more projects than you could possibly take on. Does it take a lot to get you to say yes to a movie at this point?
Yeah, I try not to work as much as I can, just because I know what that entails. You know, for one thing, as soon as you take on a job, you're closing the door to other jobs that might come along. And I'd like to, you know, spend time with my family. I've got a lot of other stuff I like to do. I got a band now. I go, I'd like to tour, and I like to paint and do ceramics and all kinds of stuff, but if one comes across my path as good as this one, it's hard to turn it down. You know, when you get a great script and a great director like David McKenzie, I saw a film of his called Start Up that was really impressive. And then when you put that cast on there, it's sort of frosting on the cake.
I couldn't say no, right.
It almost seemed like you were trying to say no. You read the script, you thought it was great, and then I heard you say you were just going to check out the director so that you could pass.
I don't know if that's exactly true, but that sounds true.
You said it. You said it, Mr. Bridges.
You said that. You said that, yes. this movie, people will see the trailer and they will think it's a Western, but I want to make sure people understand it is a contemporary movie that just happens to be set in that part of the country where people still wear cowboy hats and carry guns. I was wondering if, because the kind of music that you like to play with your band, if you were able to work any of that into the film as well.
No, but they've got some great music in
the
there.
Best.
You know, got some Waylon in there. Chris Stapleton's got a tune in there. It's a wonderful score. You know, music, for my money, is really an important aspect of movies, and it can be overdone, you know, or whatever. But this one has just the right spice to make it a better movie, I think.
Yeah, when you have Nick Cave doing the score, you're
right.
All right.
That's right.
I got to tell you, I've rarely seen a movie where it seems like it's laid back and slow paced, and yet super stressful the entire time.
Yeah, sort of like life, huh?
Well, true,
true.
One more question for you, Jeff, on the music, and that is: do you think had you grown up, I don't know, maybe you were surrounded by music, and maybe it's always been a twin love of yours, and you just ended up doing more acting than music until late in your career, but do you think there's a scenario, an alternate universe, where that would have been your main ambition, was to play rock and roll?
That's a nice fantasy, man. Maybe so. Wouldn't that be great? I would love that. I remember growing up, you know, my father, Lloyd Bridges, unlike a lot of showbiz people, he really encouraged his kids to go into showbiz.
Well, you don't hear that very often.
No, but he loved it so much, and I thought, you know, gee, Dad, I kind of like this music thing. And he said, Jeff, don't be ridiculous, you know. The acting, you'll get to play a musician, you know. It's your thing. You get to. That's the wonderful thing about acting is that you get to, you know, mess around with all your interests and talents and stuff. Chances are you'll get a part, and I'm glad I listened to the old man.
Yeah,
right.
You know, that's really true, because as an actor, you get to play a ball player, or you get to play a pilot, you get
that's
to play
right.
a musician. And I guess he knew what he was talking about, because that was the role that finally won you your Academy Award, was playing a musician.
Absolutely, that's true. And you were right. You know, music was around me a lot growing up. Not too many people know that my father, he replaced Richard Kiley on Broadway in Man of La Mancha, you know, to dream the impossible dream, all that stuff. You know.
I would not have predicted at the start of this call that we would hear about ceramics or that Mr. Bridges would be singing Broadway tunes.
I wasn't. Yeah,
same. Love
it. Well, the film is in theaters everywhere right now. It is called In Hell or High Water. And when you see Jeff Bridges' name on the poster, you know you want to check it out anyway. But this is a movie we have seen and we can definitely recommend. And just as before I say goodbye here, Jeff, I just want to say I also caught your Little Prince, the Little Prince on the Netflix over the weekend.
Oh, good.
That you do the voice for. And it's a wonderful movie that I also recommend very highly for families. It's so great.
Yeah, I was real pleased with the way that turned out as well.
You really are, as you know, deservedly a legend and one of the best. And we're always thrilled when you're back in theaters, and really especially thrilled to have you back on the Kevin Bean Show. Yeah. So thank you for the time, sir.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Thank you.
106.7. K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
That'd be a good place to use your didgeridoo that you bring sometimes, Ralph.
Right?
Be appropriate there.
Yes.
Hey, it's Friday, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Ralph is here for a final look at the Showbiz Beat, and then that's it for the week.
Why does your voice go so high?
I don't know.
Okay. That's it for the week until tomorrow night. Then see me and Kevin Smith on stage doing Hollywood Babylon for the first time in weeks. We're doing it at the Improv on Melrose tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Then the following week, we're back to our usual Friday night, late night slot, Friday night. And then the week after that, we're down in Irvine at the Irvine Improv. So it is a delicious month full of Hollywood Babylon coming.
Hell no.
Delicious.
Hey, if we're plugging, can I plug?
Yeah, let's plug. It's all plug.
Friends and Helpers, back to school thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening at Galpin all month long, but we're going to be at the actual Galpin Ford Sunday at 2 p.m. to meet people and have a drop-off to try and raise some supplies for back to school. So join
You're
us if
you're going to raise some supplies, are you?
Yeah, it's going to happen. I feel like I said that well.
I think more of a call to action would be, hey, bring by things for the back-to-school backpacks at that location at that time.
I feel like people got that.
Do you? You often feel you are understood.
Raising supplies. Back on our supply farm. Time to go till the back 40 of pencils. Time to bring in that crop of backpacks. Raising supplies.
You'll be collecting supplies.
Yes.
I believe.
But you were happy with raising supplies. I just want to make sure I understand. You
feel like
you covered
it. I feel like people
know what I'm saying. Sure.
I did a good job. Sure. All right. I mean, really, that's about as good as I'm going to get. So why would I try again?
Okay.
Back to you.
And then you settle. You settle for that. You say, yeah, that's all I aspire to.
Yes.
That much.
Yes,
those many words.
Because we all know if I tried to correct it, it would get worse.
Maybe give out the website for more info.
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, everyone's just like
trying to help,
carrying you through the mud.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
That much is true.
I don't think that's true.
Absolutely true.
I would know that.
You know, Simone Biles.
Yeah. America's sweetheart.
She's not just America's sweetheart. Apparently, she's Zac Efron's sweetheart.
What?
Right?
I know that.
It's outrageous.
Well, I know loves him, but does he love her? Is that happening?
Check out his Twitter feed.
Tell me.
With a big picture of Simone behind him and him making that really lame heart with two hands together symbol.
I love that.
That Taylor Swift heart thing that she does all the time.
Oh, stop saying that.
That's beautiful. So he's giving it right back to her. He's reciprocating the love.
Yes. She started talking about how much she loved him back in 2013 with a simple tweet. She proclaimed her love for him. Then when she was on Ellen... Ellen gave her a leotard that was covered with his face.
Oh.
Right here.
Nope.
Right here, Allie. Right
nope,
here.
I'm not looking at you. Here. I refuse.
Then she showed off a life-size cardboard cutout of him that she keeps in her house, and she claims that she kisses it sometimes.
Oh.
This girl's a freak.
Right?
Then Zach has started tweeting his support back for her, saying how much he respects her and appreciates her enormous... talent.
You're a terrible human.
And then he tweeted her again, and she was all like, okay, I gotta go win some gold medals. And then he tweeted her again, how much I love you and respect you. So just a big Twitter, hardcore flirting on Twitter.
How about that?
So.
Jealous Bean?
So jealous.
I'm happy for them.
You're a totes jelly.
I think that's an awesome couple. I hope that happens.
So I'm saying they'll probably do it, right?
They might.
She'll start swinging on his parallel bars, right?
Tip to him?
What does that mean? Exactly.
She'll walk on his balance beam.
There
that's
you go.
Better.
Is that
yeah,
better?
Yeah.
It's better.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't believe Zac Efron may be many things, but I don't believe he's the founder of ISIS. Great news coming out of the TCA's, Television Critics Association. They're meeting with all the networks this week. Yesterday, we found out from Showtime that Ray Donovan's coming back for a fifth season. Could not be happier. Also, interesting news out of Showtime. The day, mere days after Jay Farrow and Taron Killam both got booted off of SNL, they both picked up brand new shows on Showtime. How often does that happen? Jay Farrow will star in a Showtime comedy called White Famous, produced by Jamie Foxx, about a gifted black comedian who struggles... about how to stay true to himself while still trying to become as famous as white people, as white entertainers. He wants to be white famous. He doesn't just want to be famous. He wants to be white famous. That's his goal. And then Taron will be starring in a comedy called Mating about a recently divorced guy who married young and now finds himself completely unprepared for the new world of dating and hooking up and what have you. So
we're going to miss Taron on SNL, by the way. He was he was one of their star players.
Yeah, he was a talented guy. Did a lot of good stuff. But
won't miss Jay Farrell even for a minute.
Wow.
Jeez. Won't miss either of them because that's a bad show.
It's he not did a bad great show. Impressions.
Wow. Holy moly.
Right. Wow. He did a good Will Smith and a good Denzel Washington that they occasionally would try to force into something.
But this sounds racist.
And a farter. You're a racist and a farter.
Science.
He is the founder of ISIS. God. He's the founder of ISIS.
Nobody is really the founder of ISIS.
Well, according to that guy, everybody is.
Not right. Cool.
It's not cool at all. I'm taken aback by Bean now. I'm taken aback.
Still.
Over the CW, that also talked to the critics this week. It's going to be a four-way crossover. We're going to see Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow all working together. Also, on one of those shows, a major character will be coming out of the closet, claims the CW. One of those characters will be revealed to be gay, which will be cool. And then a musical crossover between Supergirl and The Flash, where they will sing songs about crime fighting, I'm guessing.
I love those shows. I'm not a big fan of the musicals.
Listen,
but
they can do anything.
I feel like they
Greg
can.
Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim are super talented guys, and I think they will make everything magical. So I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of new TV, James Corden is taking another one of his Late Late Show bits making a TV series out of it. It's the one called Drop the Mic is the name of the show on TBS. It is his celebrity rap battles that have become very popular on his show. The half-hour show will feature four celebrities competing in a rap battle royale. And then the winner will be chosen by the studio audience. Especially good news for our buddy Jensen Karp because he writes and produces that segment over there with James Corden. So he will be one of the producers of the show as well.
I'm dropping the mic.
I don't think Beer Mug will be appearing on that show. TBS is picking up 16 episodes of that show, so that's good news for everybody involved.
All right.
Also means it's likely that Jensen will no longer answer our phone calls.
Oh.
I mean, really.
It's going to be a busy big star.
Yeah.
I could really go for some Hooters wings right now.
Right.
12 of them, to be precise.
That's
12 wings.
Weird tie-in.
Strange.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, see, Dave the Mexican.
What now? It's the King of Mexico.
What?
Yeah.
I heard yesterday it was Dave the Mexican. I thought we were changing the name.
We're not. I don't think we are.
Oh.
I think it's still the King of Mexico.
He gets this list. I get a list of birthdays, right? And he leaves off, like, important people.
He does, frequently.
Not my fault.
Frequently.
For example, Sam Jones' birthday is today.
Oh, Sam Jones.
I win.
Flash! Oh! He'll save every one of us! Flash Gordon. Flash mother-loving Gordon, Sam Jones. As well as one of the stars of Ted, celebrates his 62nd birthday today.
You think that Dave would recognize him from Ted?
Flash!
Savior of the universe.
He saved the universe. What more has he got to do to get a little love?
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
That really holds up, doesn't it?
Planet Earth. I feel like Dave wins.
That's Ming the Merciless right there.
You don't have to tell us.
And I love it. I love it when he goes to his he's using his weapon console there and he starts effing with the planet because he wants to toy with it. He's like, what toy do you have for me today? An obscure little planet. The inhabitants call it Earth. And then he goes to press the F-U button to start to F with the planet.
Uh-huh.
And on the button it says, Earthquake. How does the button say Earthquake when he doesn't even know the name of the planet? And if the inhabitants call it Earth, but he doesn't, why does it say Earthquake on the button?
That's a great question.
We don't have an answer to that.
Oh, so good. Death to Ming! Death to Ming.
Oh.
Allie keeps asking if that's real.
That's real?
What is wrong with you, woman?
I'm not...
Flash!
Old?
Ah! Flash!
I've never heard that in my life.
What?
No! When's it from?
Just keep up with your Bill Withers bits and then tell me how young you are.
All right.
62 years old, Sam Jones is today. Still could save the universe.
I don't feel like he could.
Flash!
I saw him in Ted.
Ah!
Who was he in Ted?
He was Sam Mother-Lovin' Jones in Ted. That's who he was.
Oh.
I seem to remember that Queen song being a hit, too, by the way, being played a lot on the radio.
It was.
It's Queen.
About the time that movie was made. You would have liked
band Queen.
You
I know, that's
Queen.
Queen playing. I had no idea.
Savior of the universe.
I think that's probably enough time on it.
Well, with Dean Bales.
Cara Delevingne's 24 years old today. Maggie Lawson is 36. Casey Affleck, 41 years old today. Yvette Nicole Brown turns 45. And Sir Mix-a-Lot turns 53. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness this afternoon. You can listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on the world-famous K-Rock and enjoy that courtesy of Honda. Thank you for that. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday morning.
Don't guard that joint, my friend.
Savior of the universe.
Pass it over to me.
What the hell have we come to?
Don't bone guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Have a wonderful day.
Roll another one.
Yeah!
Just like the other one.
Everyone's liking it. I think they're liking it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hey, me. Nobody cares.
And I need another year.
Hey, Abby, how are your Wi-Fi fell over the weekend? I have a hotspot you can borrow inside my pants.
Roll another one.
Yeah, your mama won't like me.
Just like the other one.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
This one seems to be about 10 minutes.
No good. And we're gonna stop.
I don't have another cent.
For the last time, anything you put on that proper, Burgundy will read.
But I won't guard that joint.
I genuinely don't know how to respond to that.
Just pass it around.
Have you ever been on Lufthansa airline before?
But I won't guard that joint, my friend.
You're like a damn pod person.
I just pass it on.
God bless America. God bless you. God bless me. God bless everybody here. You the man, and you know.
I don't know how to say goodbye to you.
I don't either. It's not supposed to happen, and it is. Like, this is not supposed to be happening.
Let's go. We'll be back next week with some more.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we do. That's how we do this, yo.
I'm dropping the mic.